Soros prosecutor Kim Gardner admits wrongdoing against Senate candidate Eric Greitens. By Wendell Hussebo on April 11, 2022. St. Louis Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner, who is funded by George Soros, admitted wrongdoing on Monday in her handling of the prosecution of former Missouri governor and now Senate candidate Eric Greitens. Gardner acknowledged she failed to disclose evidentiary documents to Greitens' legal team, which she claimed had been provided to Greitens' lawyers in the 2018 criminal case. Specifically, Gardner omitted a video recording and notes from a meeting she and her investigator, William Tisabe, conducted with Greitens' mistress. The withheld evidence hindered Greitens' ability to defend himself. In an agreement with the Missouri Office of Disciplinary Counsel, Gardner acknowledged her conduct was negligent or perhaps reckless, but not intentional. "Yes, we had a process. But unfortunately, that process came up short," she said before adding the case was a lesson. The agreement and acknowledgement of wrongdoing must be approved by the Missouri Supreme Court within 30 days. It is unknown when the court may render its decision. Greitens celebrated the agreement as full exoneration and vindication. "Today's groundbreaking decision reaffirms what we have known all along," Soros-funded prosecutor Ken Gardner conducted a political witch hunt. Due to overwhelming evidence and over 70 perjury charges against her, Gardner today admitted to wrongdoing and said it was a mistake on my part, he said in a statement. From hiring former FBI agent William Tisabe, who just pleaded guilty to evidence tampering, to lying and engaging in a cover-up to conceal her misconduct, Gardner is the worst type of public official, corrupt and crooked. Greitens' vindication comes as he fights off further allegations of misconduct between him and his ex-wife. The allegations accuse Greitens of abusing his ex-wife and children, though Greitens has called the allegations completely fabricated and baseless. Speaking with Breitbart News's Matt Boyle on Breitbart News Saturday, Greitens defended himself. "They hate me because I stand up and I fight for the people of Missouri," he told Breitbart News. "And I'm standing up and fighting not just against the Soros machine, but also against Mitch McConnell and all of the Renos who have continuously stabbed the American people in the back. I was proud to be the first candidate in the country to come out and say that when I'm elected to the United States Senate, I am voting against Mitch McConnell. We need new strong America First leadership in the U.S. Senate," Greitens continued. "And so of course, it was no surprise to anybody. On the very week while I'm on spring break with my boys for 8 straight days, Karl Rove and political activists are meeting in Washington, D.C. to launch another series of completely false allegations which have already been disproven," he added. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter and get her at Wendell Hussebo.